You can't keep using tools of oppression and expect to raise free people.
This week on Fair of the Free Child podcast.
Here is another teaser, another snippet around season 9. So I had this conversation with Crystal, with Dr. Crystal Menzies, and Fatima listened to the conversation after it happened, as she's co-producing this season, and we knew that we didn't want to offer these conversations in a linear way. We wanted to put different parts to different conversations we've had before and some of what we're moving into after season 10. And so I realized that it was important for you to hear how that conversation that Crystal and I had landed with Fatima. I think she brings up some really interesting, insightful parallels. And I wanted you to hear it. It's a very short episode that you'll be listening to right now. But when we actually launch season 9 and you hear the conversation with Crystal, I want you to come back to this episode and see if you can really feel into more of what Fatima brought up, because I'm interested in what that brings up for you. And that's much of what we want to do this season, just like what we did with the podcast season on season 8. It's really important that the conversation includes you, whether we know that directly from what you're telling us when you leave a voice memo on raisingfreepeople.com, or it's in your own journal, in your own writing, in your own thoughts, in your own meditations, however you process it. I just want you to come back to this episode after you hear the episode with Crystal later on and see what else it brings for
you. Peace. All right? I just listened to your session with Crystal Menzies. Wow. It was really different than I imagined, actually. I was like hoping to hear a lot about the resistance and the Maroon communities and, you know, the work that she's doing and, you know, all of that. And like, as I was listening to it, what came across to me like really deeply was that this liberation struggle or this liberation walk or this liberation work that we're all doing, what I noticed is that so far all of us are in our 40s, and for me, like, 40 has been like a huge focus in terms of discovery and self and creation and the unlearning of old and rebirthing of new. So I feel like that's a lot of what I get from Crystal, from Chimay. And, you know, like you say, we are the evolution. And I feel like this is the theme that I'm also picking up on. And also that this liberation work is communal work. As much as it's individual, it's very communal. This huge community that is surrounding this work being done and activated. I love her reference to digging up the roots. That was so phenomenal because of what we speak about. And also, you know, the thing I hold really close to my heart, which is the aerating of the roots drawing that you had done. And we had that discussion as well about when a plant is removed from a certain place and then there's an empty space and that roots are aerated for it to be planted in a new space. But what replaces, you know, that space it held? And a lot of that came through as well. And then also listening to Crystal, where she kept repeating all these things that were seemingly against her. And it's so echoey, so duplicated in the work that she's doing with regards to resistance and the Maroon people, because in its own way, she's almost breaking away from an old way of things, the colonized way, which is how the enslaved people were kept in place. And when they decided they no longer wanted it, they moved away from it. And so she's kind of on that same journey where she's saying, I don't want to facilitate it. I know the work, but I don't want to facilitate it. And so she's marooning herself away from the traditional and marooning herself where she's going to recreate the way her work is done. And then with that, she has to build community. And so, again, it comes in with our bridging and the networking. something that also triggered me when I was listening to our conversation with Chime was also something that I had written with regards to the journaling workshop, which is about resistance. And I think something to do with electricity. And I wrote that down, and because the resistance is the roadmap. And so when I think about that and I think about the electricity, it gives me an idea of, with electricity, you have different connections. You have parallel connections and you have serial connections. And serial connections is the same power supplied to all the same things in a line. So it's like a food parcel being passed down the line or a handout being passed down the line. But I feel as though the communities that we are creating and the energy that's being generated from those connections are more parallel, in that it's not the same thing that's being distributed, but it's whatever is needed or required in that particular area that through our network can be poured, like she was talking about, poured into, can be channeled that way. And we're the bridge for those things to happen and conversations. The thing that you had with Crystal Menzies today, it signifies to me that that's the work that actually needs to happen. We become the parallel connection for communities to generate and connect. Yeah.